Ending solitary confinement for New York City's young adult inmates is proving challenging. The correction department said it would end the practice by January, but they keep putting off the deadline because of what they call security concerns. As WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports, advocates are growing impatient.
It was seen as a big deal for the nation's second largest jail system to end solitary confinement for inmates under the age of 22, especially because guards were accused of using the punishment excessively. Commissioner Joseph Pont tried to drive that point home as he pleaded for more time.
If you can give me the names of any other agency in the country, anywhere in the country, that's done something even close to what we've accomplished here, I want to go look at them, because no one's even talking about this, never mind doing it.
Pont spoke to the Board of Correction, which regulates city jails. He said the number of young adults in isolation has been reduced from 190 to 18 since January. But advocates point to scientific research that shows such confinement can worsen mental illness and harm the developing brain. Jennifer Parrish from the Urban Justice Center asked the board to act with more urgency.
In continuing to grant the department's extensions variance after variance in excluding young adults from solitary confinement, the board must remember that individual lives are affected by the choices it makes.
Pont wanted 6 more months to test out alternatives and convince guards that more therapeutic forms of treatment can work. The Board of Correction gave him until mid-October. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.